Here is a story from the Bible. Joshua was a leader of the Israelite people. He obeyed God and led his people to obey God fully. When he was old, Joshua called all the people together, including the elders, leaders, officials, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your forefathers, including Abraham and his father and brother, who lived beyond the river, worshipped other gods. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your forefathers, worship and serve the Lord. Choose who you will worship, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." The people answered, "We will never forsake the Lord to worship another God. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." Joshua warned the people, "The Lord is a holy God, and he will not forgive your rebellion and your sins if you forsake him and worship other gods. If you forsake the Lord and worship other gods, he will bring disaster on you after he has been good to you." And the people said to Joshua, "We will worship the Lord our God and obey him." Before Joshua became the leader, the prophet Moses spoke to the people. "If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands, all these blessings will come upon you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and when you go out. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and everything that you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you." This is a true story from the Bible. Consider these questions. What was the choice that Joshua made for himself and his household? What did Joshua warn the people to do? Did people accept Joshua's warning? What blessings did God promise those who obey? Are you willing to worship only God and not return to your old ways? What makes obeying God so difficult? What about with family, friends, in the community, and even with religious leaders? Is this acceptable to them? Consider this verse. Deuteronomy 28:2 says, "All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God."